time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Okay, it's 14 to 11 here on Sky Sports Radio. Quick question before we go any further. What do NFL legend Tom Brady, Metallica lead singer James Hetfield, Tony Bennett, Sonny Bill Williams, the actor Martin Sheen and Dave Carlson have in common? It's not their bank balance. It's their birthday. Hello, Dave. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, thank you, Kev. Let's say it's I'm 40 plus GST.
What about Tony Bennett still going? He was born in 1926. What's that make him? Old-ish.
That'd make him 93. My mother, who listens to this program, who used to be a jazz singer, my mum went and saw Tony Bennett last time he was in Sydney, and she said, despite his age, he was an absolute legend still.
Yeah, unbelievable. 93, Tony Bennett. Well done him. You got so many famous people on your birthday, Dave. I've got no one born on my birthday of any fame at all.
Lucky well, I've got a bit... I've got to be the odd one out, Kev, you know.
That's true. Well, they'll probably be very happy they share a birthday with Disco. Look, let's get stuck into it with, look, first it was Feral Frankie. Now it's, well, his brother and sister have won heats as well of the Million Dollar Chase. It's a Feral family.
Yeah, it certainly is, Kev. The siblings are ruling the roost. Less than 48 hours after Feral Frankie won the opening heat of the TAB Million Dollar Chase at Gunnedah, his brother, Good Odds Harada, and his sister, Solar Sky, took out the big respective heats at Bathurst last night. Good Odds Harada for Frankie Hurst. He returned from his gallant second in the national sprint final in Perth to go close to the Bathurst track record in heat one last night. He jumped from box six. He gapped his rivals by 10 1/4 lengths running through the line in a scorching 29 30, just a length outside Falcon Fury's mark of 29 24. Double Up D was second in that heat ahead of Fernando Porsche and Midnight Joyce. They're all into the final. Then it was Solar Sky's turn in the second Million Dollar Chase heat, trained by Feral Frankie's conditioner Jack Smith. She also bolted in while I'm here, thanks to Feral Frankie. He sent me a photo for my birthday. Anyway, Solar Sky crossed from box seven and beat Bucks Future by 4 1/4 lengths in 29 77. Well done to you, Jackie Smith. Bintang Bullet was third with Wolf Bear, the one named after you, Kev, in fourth place. So it's 3 out of 3 in the Million Dollar Chase heats for the progeny of Collision and Solar Pack. And on Thursday night, another two siblings go around, Good Odds Buddy and Good Odds Megan for Frank Hurst in the Dapto heats. Now, the box draw for this Saturday night's Bathurst final is Double Up D in one, Wolf Bear 2, Midnight Joyce 3, Bintang Bullet 4, Solar Sky in 5, Good Odds Harada again in the green rug of box 6, Bucks Future 7, Fernando Porsche in 8. And a reminder that 7-time Golden Guitar winner Travis Collins is going to be playing live at the Bathurst track after the last race this Saturday night. And Kev, for everything you need to know about the TAB Million Dollar Chase, you can go to thedogs.com.au or milliondollarchase.com.au. Click on the link and you'll find the Million Dollar Chase Hub. And it gives you the latest news, the race schedules, event information, the top 10 Million Dollar Chase facts, the history, the prize money breakdown, and the terms and conditions. So
all right.
There you go.
Okay, Dave, and it's all about the TAB Million Dollar Chase, obviously, at the moment. We're going to Gosford tonight. Macca will be pumped about that. What would you like to tell us about that?
Well, I can tell you that Peter Lagogiani, he has two runners in there tonight in the respective heats. And Pete, of course, with his wife Jody, won the inaugural Million Dollar Chase last year with Mystic Riot. Pete's got She's Got Soul in heat one at 8:22 p.m. and Double Back in heat two at 8:42. And Pete is our guest this morning. Pete, good morning. She's Got Soul will jump from box three in heat one, which has already seen Kid Candle come out. And unfortunately for Anne Foley and Gail Masterson, Knight's Page has just been scratched this morning. So your greyhound, She's Got Soul's only got 5 rivals now, Pete. And she's in form. She got up over the 600 at Gosford in July and scored at Wentworth Park in 29 87 last Saturday week.
Yeah, g'day, Dave. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Mark Davidson, the previous trainer that had done a wonderful job with the bitch, and just through change of ownership, that we were lucky enough to get her. And look, mate, she was going enormous, yeah, and Dave stepped up to the 600 and her run homes were pretty out there. So, look, we just thought I can bring her up back into sprints and, look, it was just by chance that we threw her into the $1 million chase heat, thinking that hopefully they were going to be small fields. And when I saw a field of eight, I thought, oh, well, that didn't work out. Now you just tell me that there's only, you know, a field of six. So it will suit her, the small field. She has to find a fence early. She has been beginning a little bit better. And if she finds a fence early, look, she's got a run home on her, so she needs clear running. If she gets that, she'll be a champ.
How long exactly has she been in your kennel, Pete?
Oh, I think about six to 7 weeks now, something like that. Okay. We haven't had her a long time. She's still learning the ropes here and, you know, learning our way of going. But she's settled in quite well. And Mark did say she's a beautiful bitch to train, and he wasn't wrong there.
Oh, good stuff. Well, it's a good field heat one. Rev Fred Sloy is in box one, is the $3.20 second favourite with Tab Fixed Odds behind last year's $1 million chase runner-up Jamella Jet, box seven, the $2 favourite. Your girl is a juicy $5. Now, Pete, in heat two, Double Back backs up from his sixth placing in the blacktop last Friday night at the Gardens. Look, he was moderately away on that occasion, but he's obviously pulled up okay.
Yeah, he's pulled up great. Yeah, look, he you know, got up the next morning, had a bit of a gallop around. We gave him a bath on Sunday morning and a nice rub out, and he was feeling good. So, you know, onwards and upwards for tonight. Look, he's got to begin. He's got to begin on terms with him. And again, you know, he needs fresh air early. And if he finds that, look, he can run the hands off the clock, this dog. So, you know, I don't see why he can't be up there in the finish tonight.
Yeah, he's usually a pretty decent beginner. In the second heat at Gosford tonight, Nangar Jack for Timmy Keynes is the tab favourite, $2.50 from box two. Sheba's Dream for Michelle Shambler at $3.70 from box eight. Then Your Bloke at $4. And Sorry Scott for Andrew and Adam Crouch from box seven is at $4. So box number six, all you need, I guess you still need a bit of luck at that that first turn at Gosford. But as you say, Pete, if he can get out as he usually does, you'll be right in the firing line on that track.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right, Dave. Look, I think ideally he's drawn better one, two, or three, this dog. And with fresh air early, he'll put the time on the clock. You know, drawing six, seven, and eight for him, you know, he needs all the luck in the world, you know. But he's got to make his own luck too, you know, by beginning brilliantly and being there at the first turn. If there's no interference there, mate, he'll be right in it. I can see that, you know. The dog's feeling enormous. So, and, you know, hopefully for the owners, we're pretty good blokes, and we can get him out there in the semis at Wenning.
Okay, Pete. And Mystic Riot, the defending $1 million chase champ, finished just behind the place getters in the blacktop. When and where is she going to begin her $1 million chase defence in the heats?
Well, we're looking at Richmond, Dave. She's pulled up good from the blacktop. We'll just give her a week at home, a bit of work, and we might give her a little slip up out at Richmond at the end of the week, and we'll see how we go. But yeah, she's definitely earmarked for Richmond heats. I think it's the following Friday. So yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah, it is Friday, September 13. And just finally, Federal Lily. How's the Federal going?
Yeah, she's back. She's had three trials now and all three have been good. You know, she's ticked every box at the moment. So, yeah, look, we're sort of looking at the Gardens with Lily.
Okay.
I think it's in 2 weeks' time. So, yeah, look... look out if she comes back, Dave. If she comes back as good as she was, you know, let's hope. We've taken our time with her. She's looking very well at the moment.
Good on you, Pete. Yeah, Saturday, the 21st of September, are the heats of the Tab $1 million chase at the Gardens in Newcastle. Well, Pete, all the best tonight in Gosford, and thanks very much, as always, for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Thanks for having me, Dave, and happy birthday, mate. You don't look a day over 50.
Oh, you're even being kind. Yeah, good on you, Pete. Thanks. There's Pete Ligoziani, the Mad Rabbitohs supporter, Kev.
Gee, he hasn't seen you for a while, Dave, if that's what he thinks about the way you're going. Tell us, while we stay with the $1 million chase heats, how long before we see some interstate raiders?
Yeah, well, I knew it wouldn't be too long before they came up to try and take our cash, Kev. I can tell you that Ballarat Trek record holder Shima Shine, this exciting young chaser for Andrea Daly, is set to line up in next Monday night's Million Dollar Chase heats at Bulleye. Anthony Azzopardi came up from Victoria and gave Whiskey Ride a look at Bulleye last night. Anthony happy. Brett Hazelgrove has Damn Slippery ready to head south from Queensland for Casino this coming Friday. So the Yankees are coming, Kev.
Okay. Well, it was always going to happen, wasn't it? Okay. Before we wrap it up, Dave, give us some tips.
Well, here we go from thedogs.com.au, Kev. Three New South Wales meetings today. Goulburn not too far away. Kicks off at 11:53. The best bet comes up in race 9, number 2, Fire Legend, 9-2. No value bet. It's been scratched. Pardon me. Lismore tonight from 6:45. The best bet there, race 8, number 7. Kingsbury Gym, 8-7. And the value bet is in the second race, race 2, number 8, Coringa Maisie. And Gosford, of course, tonight featuring the two heats of the Tab Million Dollar Chase. Kicks off at 6:52, the meeting. The best bet, race 9, number 3, Alpine Little, 9-3. The value bet, race 7, number 8, Cheeky Lass, 7-8. And that's it for the 3rd of September. Another going Greyhounds, Kev.
3rd of August, Dave. Oh, no, 3rd of September. What am I talking about? Dear, how am I going?
I wish I could wind back the clock as well, let me tell you.
Too right. And no doubt for your birthday, you'll be somewhere having a little bit of a flutter on the Million Dollar Chase heats.
Without a doubt. If Indeed. I'm not at the Gosford track, I will be watching and I will be getting on it.
Dave Carlson, we'll get you tomorrow again for Going Greyhounds. Thanks, mate. Have a good day.
Thank you, Kev.
And Gary Clark will give us the preview, Goulburn, after 11 o'clock. 4 to 11 on Sky Sports Radio.